Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky Clerk Kim Davis begins her march to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel filed our notice of appeal with the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals on behalf of former Rowan County, Kentucky Clerk Kim Davis. And this is the beginning of her journey to take this case all the way back to the U.S. Supreme Court, a case which will not only argue for religious freedom, but also with the goal to overturn the 2015 marriage case known as Obergefell versus Hodges.
Of course, this all began back in 2015, which seems like it was ages ago, Matt, but when she refused to sign a same-sex marriage license because these same-sex couples were coming in wanting a so-called marriage license. I don't really consider it marriage, a union, civil union, but they were demanding that she give them a marriage license, which they could easily go down the road not that far and get what they wanted, but they wanted to come after her because of her religious beliefs against putting her name and authority on that license.
Yeah, they came after her specifically. And in fact, the Ermold plaintiffs, they did not even consider that they wanted to get, quote, married until they heard in the media that there was this woman by the name of Kim Davis in Rowan County, Kentucky, and that she was refusing to issue any marriage licenses, whether it's same or opposite sex couples.
And the media went all over the world, in fact, and her mugshot was all over the world after they arrested her.
Yeah, and so this particular woman was attacked and targeted by these LGBTQ same-sex marriage activists, specifically her, because they wanted her name and title and authority on the marriage license. In Kentucky, when we're talking about a clerk, they're not just like a filing clerk, what you would think of as a filing clerk. They're actually a clerk that is over all the important records. Their name and their title and their authority appears on every marriage license, among many other duties that they have. And their duties are specifically prescribed and outlined by state law. And so when the U.S. Supreme Court issued this decision in Obergefell versus Hodges in 2015, in its 5-4 opinion, that involved the Kentucky law and the constitutional amendment that said marriage is the union of a man and a woman. That essentially shredded the laws of Kentucky. And since she is entitled only to act within the laws of Kentucky, she decided not to issue any marriages at all until the legislature convened and addressed the issue, and she requested a religious accommodation. It's pretty obvious that she should get a religious accommodation because the clerks, before this all happened, they were able to opt out of hunting and fishing licenses. So if they didn't want to issue a hunting or fishing license, maybe they had some moral or other kind of opposition to hunting and fishing, well, they could pass it off to another clerk and another clerk would do it. So she just asked for the same kind of accommodation here. And instead, she got targeted by these same-sex couples. Then she was sued by these couples, by the ACLU and others that represented them. And that is the case that began in 2015. And eventually, not long afterward, when she refused to issue licenses under her name, she was sent to jail for 6 days. And that particular scene reverberated around the world.
Absolutely. I mean, you see the picture of her. And if you, you know, we know her personally. If you could just get to know her, she's the sweetest, kindest person. She doesn't hate anyone. If they make her out to be this vile person, she doesn't hate anyone, but she loves her Lord more than anyone. So she cannot, you know, violate her religious beliefs. But just to see her pictures, you know, with her hands in chains, her ankles in chains, going to jail, it's just unbelievable where we've come to in this country.
Yeah. And when I saw her when she was in jail and she was in the orange prisoner's jumpsuit, I mean, that was a moment I'll never forget. I was able to go in there and see her. Her husband still wasn't even able to touch her. He was only able to see her through a glass.
Yeah.
They allowed her attorney to come into the room, and it was a surreal moment to see Kim Davis there. And she was completely at peace because a few years before this happened in 2015, God totally transformed this woman's heart, who she, in her own words, said that she was a good mom but a bad person. And it was a deathbed wish of her mother-in-law that just asked her on her dying deathbed wish for Kim to go to church and get her life together. And so just to check it off the box and say that she had done it, she and her family went to church that evening, and that's when her life was drastically forever changed, when she heard the pastor preaching from the book of Galatians about God's forgiveness and grace. And she fell down, wept, and she said she became a broken woman. And that's when she gave her life to the Lord. And so that's a message, Holly, that I said over and over again when people would ask me, whether it was C-SPAN or CNN or whatever it might be, I said, you have to understand why Kim Davis is doing what she is doing, because she won't be unfaithful to her Lord.
Right.
And I would give that testimony about how her life was changed and why she was doing what she was doing.
Don't ever give up on one of your family members you think is totally not going to listen to the gospel. Don't ever give up praying and sharing the gospel, because you see what happened with Kim Davis because of her mother-in-law, who continued to share the gospel and ask her to go to church. Now she is in this position where she went to jail for her faith. She was so committed to the Lord.
And this Obergefell opinion came out. It was 5-4. Three of the justices are no longer on the Supreme Court. They're gone. They either passed away, like Ginsburg, or they retired. So they are gone. Three of the five justices are no longer there. Only two of the justices that were there are still there, that were in the five majority. We have three justices that are still there that were in the four dissenters. And so one of those is Chief Justice John Roberts. And John Roberts, in his dissent, was just unrelenting against the five people. He didn't call them the majority. He didn't call them justices. He called them five lawyers who imposed their own will, not a legal judgment, but their own opinion. He said it had nothing to do with the Constitution. So don't rejoice over this, because it has nothing to do with the Constitution. Very, very, very strongly worded dissent by the Chief Justice. So we've had this case up to the Supreme Court before on another issue. It was during an interim provision. The case is now final, so now it's ready to go back to the Supreme Court at some point once we go through the Court of Appeals. But when it was there at the Supreme Court before, we asked the Supreme Court to take the case. Justices Thomas and Alito, they did not agree to take the case because it was on something different. It wasn't on religious freedom. It wasn't challenging Obergefell. It was on this immunity issue. And qualified immunity is what it's called. And the Supreme Court did not want to visit qualified immunity. It's a legal document we won't go into. But there was a lot of qualified immunity cases being requested for review. They decided not to take any of them, including Kim Davis. But in that decision not to take the case, these two justices basically opened the door for future challenges to Obergefell.
Right, they signaled, yeah.
This is caused by our decision in Obergefell, and they predicted this would happen. And she's not going to be the last person this is going to happen to.
Absolutely.
And so now we are in a position where the case is finished, because we went through a jury trial in 2023.
A very unusual jury trial, I might say, where both, because we had two same-sex couples sued her, so they had both juries in the courtroom at the same time hearing the same evidence and the same arguments. I don't know if you've ever experienced
never
heard of that.
It's two separate juries. They were for two separate sets of plaintiffs, one set of testimony. And in the one jury trial, the Yates versus Davis, they were requesting $300,000 in damages. They got awarded zero. The jury came back in 45 minutes with a zero award.
And we're talking about emotional damages here. They weren't physically hurt or deprived of anything else. So,
And then the Ermold jury continued to deliberate a little bit longer, and they came back and gave the plaintiffs everything they wanted, $50,000 apiece, $100,000 total. And then the judge came back and gave them an additional $246,000 in attorney's fees and cost, and $14,000 in expenses. So that's the award against Kim Davis. Now it's ready. The case is finalized to go up to the Court of Appeals, where we will argue religious freedom, which she actually did get an accommodation by the state law. She should get it by the First Amendment as well. She should have gotten it from the very beginning. And we'll also argue that the 2015 Obergefell opinion should be overturned. That would take this case up to the highest court. So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim. Continue to pray for this and many of our other cases.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.